Yeah. Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 14th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's health and the growing factionalism in his ruling ZANU-PF party.
Join the discussion for us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's health and the rising tensions within his ruling ZANU-PF party and also in the government.
President Robert Mugabe is in Singapore right now for a routine medical checkup, and this is according to the Sunday Mail. The Sunday Mail newspaper, citing the Minister of Information, had said the veteran leader was expected back in Zimbabwe on Wednesday. But Mr. Mugabe is yet to return home.
But factional fights in his ruling ZANU-PF party are worsening. Mr. Mugabe has declined to name a successor, and his party has been riven by factionalism for years. And despite Mr. Mugabe's advanced age, the party last year endorsed him as its candidate for the 2018 general elections. The increasing intervention of army generals is also unsettling many Zimbabweans who are fearing bloodshed should Mr. Mugabe exit the stage.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Unguka Gibbs, nasi tauti tinge tichi tarisa neze maamiru wakaita zinu mubato kutonga re ZANU-PF uyeo munyika umu. Mutungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe vakaenda iwo kunorapwa ku Singapore. Akandike chitatu gore rino vachienda ku Singapore. Pavakaenda nemusi weFriday sondo rapera kana kuti musi wechishanu. Bazi rinoona nezvekubudiswa kwemashoko ranga razivisa kuti vachadzoka pakati pevhiki. Vakawanda vachitarisa kuti vaizodzoka musi wechitatu, asi vaMugabe havasati vadzoka, uye hapana ati atarwa kuti vanodzoka rini. Kunyange taedza kuti tibate mutauriri wavo vaGeorge Charamba nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende, asi vamwe vatakambotaura navo kubazi rinoona nezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vakati aiwa vaMugabe vangoenda kunovhenekwa chete, asi utano hwavo uri pari nani. Chimwe chiri kunetsa vanhu munyika inyaya yekuti mubato reZANU-PF munenge maita kunetsana, uye mazuva ano kune kupindira kwakanyanya kwevechiuto. Tichiona kuti vanoona nezvemauto kana kuti komanda General Chiwenga vanenge vanga vachikandirana makobvu nematete nevamwe vanonzi vari kuG40 vakaita sava Jonathan Moyo. Zvimwe chetezvo nemukuru wemauto emuchadenga vaParents Shiri Gibbs.
Yeah, good job, blessing. So, we're going to have a challenge in Washington, D.C. Yeah, Utabagi, Escogangalo, Ukambo, Lugamangameli, Uropa Tumkave, Ogamanje, Ukurangalege, Singapore, Lapa Lachokona. I was Uti Mkutana Lachua, Yopi. Kutasakumbulage, Utumuza, George Charamba, Yena, Oismeli, Sigamangameli, Uropa Tumkave, Escrumesaki. What Umangameli, Uropa Tumkave, Ublang, and Amelio. So nxa eseSingapore uyabe siyalungiswa amehlo nalawa. So waphinde wakhuluma ukuthi nxa ehamba khona ngale kuya ngokuthi bathi abuye nini. Ngakho-ke kodwa-ke sizwile ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko lusithi kumedinga umongameli uphenduke ngolwesithathu, kodwa kakaphenduki. sizwile njalo kulabanye abathi ulakho ukuthi aphenduke kusasa kubeze kusithi ke ngesonto ayikhona ngale mtare lapho ungazani kulomhlangano khona wezanu PF okumele ukuthi agangangele ukuthi kuhamba njani. So kusenzakala konke lokhu ke Blessing kusobala ukuthi kuba nezanu PF ngani kulokulwisana okuthize kulabanye okuthiwa yi G40 Generation 40 kube nenye okuthiwa yi Team Lacoste. Ngazani ke kulokulisana sibe ukuthi kambe isikhundla lesi ngathi thombani. So kwamanje ngizokuthwa sesilo baba lapha ecingweni kwalo kombani.
Pane
I'm told that we are having Mr. Dio Mavinga, a human rights lawyer based in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Many thanks, Gibbs and Blessing. How are you guys?
We're great, and you?
Fine, thanks. Thank you.
Yes, I think Blessing can go ahead.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, of course, President Robert Mugabe is 93, and usually issues that you have to deal with one's health is between the person and the doctor. And Mr. Mugabe is the president, maybe he's different from ordinary citizens. Zimbabweans are entitled to know the state of his health, or they are simply intruding?
The state of health of the president of the country, in this case President Mugabe, is a matter of public and national interest. If you look at the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Blessing, Section 97 speaks about the grounds upon which a president can be removed from office. And one of the grounds is inability to perform the functions of the office of the president because of physical or mental incapacity. And therefore, it is important that the nation should know at any given point that the person who is leading the country is of sound mind and physical stature to be able to discharge the functions of the office of president of the country. So it's very important that we should know as a matter of public interest.
Gibbs.
I guess we've got a second guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee of President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, and he's a lawmaker. You know, he's representing Pelandaba Popoma in Bulawayo. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are really fine, and how are you?
God keeps us going strength by strength.
And we see that the president is in Singapore getting some kind of treatment there. And there are some people like Mr. Dio Mavinga who's actually making an inference to a certain section of the Constitution, and that is specifically Section 97, which says that if a president is almost incapacitated, he can be removed from office, like what he's saying. He's saying the president may be incapacitated right now.
I'm sure you gentlemen right there in that studio Minister Dewa will all attest to one fact, and that fact is that the president has left the country several times and has gone to Singapore for his medical checkups, and he has been killed by the media and some unscrupulous individuals, and then he, only for him to resurrect again upon arrival in Zimbabwe for so many times. It's now almost a boring topic, so to say. They've always wanted to think that the president is going to die, the president is not well, but we've always seen him coming back and executing his duties properly. And when he starts doing that and going around to other conferences in other countries, they start complaining again. Why is he going? He's spending taxpayers' money. He's wasting resources. He should still sit at home. He's now a foreign president. ABC. So many things are being said. And then you then ask yourself, because when he comes back and does what he's supposed to do, we complain. When he goes out there, we complain. So what exactly do we want? The president is well, and if he's not well, it's not going to be a secret at all, because like We all know it. He's the national president. He's the state president. And there's no way that anything shall be hidden from anybody. Let God and due process follow. Do not wish him any ill. Do not wish him death, because we are not God and we are not going to be affected. God's time will come. But for now, he's alive. He's in Singapore. He will come back. And when he comes back, you see him jogging down those stairs of the airplane and he'll well again. So let us not speculate about these things. Let us leave it to be. It's a natural thing. Only God can determine that. But for now, our president is well.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, you heard what Honorable Chuma said there. But the problem is that Mr. Mugabe is 93 years old, and of late we have seen army generals commenting, attacking some government ministers. Is that not a cause for serious concern?
It is absolutely concerning and worrying. Because President Mugabe is 93, as we all know. And the reality is that, yes, as my colleague is saying, yes, God's time will come. But we all know that being human, being mortal, the more the years one has, the closer you approach the time to be joining the ancestors. So it is reality. We need to accept it that, look, President Mugabe has aged. He is 93. He has become fragile and frail like any other human being or grandfather of his age. And now the worry is that the state media and others would treat the health of the president as a state secret, particularly when the president does not seek medical care locally at Parrenya Atwa or the General Hospital or elsewhere, but goes to Singapore. You know, if you look at, you know, the monies that are expended there just to get the president for the so-called eye checkup in Singapore, you know, these are millions of U.S. dollars which could have been used to revamp, you know, our health sector in the country. But we have a head of state who does not have faith in the health system of Zimbabwe, who goes to distant countries for medical checks and yet seeks to keep it a secret when it is a matter of public interest and knowledge whether or not he is of a fit and sound mind or physical stature. Particularly, Blessing, if you look at the unusual state of affairs in Zimbabwe, where you have, you know, these so-called army generals who meddle and interfere in civilian affairs and in partisan political affairs of ZANU-PF, contrary to the provisions of the Constitution, which clearly say that security forces should not be partisan, should not advance the partisan interests of a political party, and should remain are political for as long as they are in uniform. But in Zimbabwe, you have the army generals claiming to be, you know, the shareholders of ZANU-PF and to determine the future or direction of ZANU-PF. And that is a very dangerous situation that would need the nation to know exactly what is happening with Mugabe, what is happening with his health and his state of mind, because these vultures in the army are circling, and it's not good in terms of the security of the nation.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, ngasu kangele sibili kiyamuzi mafingu ya kuluma. Kutwa ke, ongani kuyasinda abantu ikutibati, umonga meli use kulile sibili. Nga umse kulile baya chukute, umzi bapele la matolo kwa wangasa hambi kasi. So ke, wena umbono wako ubona zani konuku agubiseli zibape mufa kuhini.
Nitala ngukubega somala, ukubana ofisi ikamongameli kumbe iofisi sibilithi nje ikamanager nje emsebenzini iofisi kuphela engangena ngubani lobani oyabe emelise ukuba le qualification landini khonapho. Kodwa le ofisi uyakhangela iyabe ilaloko esikuthi ngesikhiwa thina ngama-systems abe khona abe lama-check and balance okuthiona sibone ukuthiona le ofisi nxa ukhona uyibamba kanjani ihamba kanjani. Anti yabona-ke nxa ungakhangela iofisi ekamongameli weZimbabwe noma ikhona kwanaphana kukhona i-executive yonke nasithi i-executive sikhuma ama-minister i-cabinet yonke njani nje injuri njeyana kuse siba khona i-judiciary labana kuse siba khona le legislature thina phela abalunga awe-parliament. Sonke sikhona phana ukuthi simeke sure ukuthi sibone sibili ukubana i-ofisi ekamongameli ihamba ngendlela eqondileyo. Yikho-ke kunomthetho owelizwe abawuthi yi-constitution ngesikhiwa oyiwo-ke osinqandayo ukuthi na le ofisi uyiphatha njani uhamba njani ngayo. Ngakho-ke mina ngibona ngantwa noma kwazibe le 40 years kumbe ube le 90 years kube le 100 years kuba ngokunye nje lokho kuba ngenye inkulu kodwa into ekuqathiwe yithi kona i-ofisi yena ona kufanana nakokuthando lokuthi na ele bona ages nandiva the number nxa namna ngimthandile
ye wazange ucingo lwakhe luqhumekile blessing. So but all what you're saying is that like what he said in English, age is nothing but a number. So the president is entitled to be in that seat until something happens, maybe until elections. So he says he's got a right to be there.
Regatende kumuthererelo yekutanga tina vamakoni vari kuchegutu makadi vamakoni
ndinofara makadi kuivi
aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Kunetsana kuri mupati kunetsana chigaro kusinzi achatora chigaro kana vamwe vabe vasiya basa ndiani aisi nyaya yekuti kana vasiya basa nokuti mudzimai vava vakataura kuti nyangwe vakachenderera zvekuti havachagoni kufamba ndinovapusha pawochia nyangwe vakanzi havachaoni vachatonga vari bofu saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana vakasaizvozvi kunzwa kunzi varwara nyaya inenge iri yekuti kukana kuriwo kuti mwana atonga anozosara achipina pachinzvimbo ndiani nokuti zvekusiya vakuru vaya havana pfungwa yekusiya vakataura kuti vanofira ipapo saka zvekusiya izvi zvatingataura kuti anozotora chigaro kana vasiya ndiani havasiiva handivari kupinda kune maelections zvekusia kuma100 years varipo kureva kuti pfungwa yekusiya havatorina asi kuti vanhu vari kunetsana vano kuona kukura kwaitwa nemukuru vachizofunga kuti kana kuri kwokuti mwana atonga ndiani anozosara aripo ndokunetsana kuripo kwokuti ndinofa inini kana kuri kwokuti mwana atonga ndipinde inini saka dambudziko riripo ndorekuti mukuru wenyika kana achinge arwara zvinenge zvifanira kuzizikanwe nenyika ndini ndinoona news nguva nenguva ndikagara patv ndoona news ndinoona president wekunigeria ari kurwara ari kuenda achinoona kwake kubritain but zvinototaurwa panews dzekunigeria ikoko ndinobata news zvekostereki ndichizviona vanhu vachitotaura nokurwara kwake aita 2 months achirapwa achidii achidii nestate yake inototaurwa panews but munoma zvitaurwa zvinokuwanziridzwa ari kurwara ari kuenda kuteka apu nyange vakarwara nokonzi vaenda kuteka apu nyange saka zvinhu zvacho ndozvekuti vanotoshaya kuti zvino mukuru uyu kana kuri kwokuti mwari atonga todii ndokunoitsana kuri ipapo hapana zvekuti hanzi kana vasiya basa vanosiya basa here vaya vakuru vaya uya ndovanofira vachigara zvokutaura kwavo ende zvokutaura kwakaita chii mudzimai wavo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndinokutendai nda mozongopota muchindibatawo wedu wei ndinefungu dzokunge ichipinda mamazuva anoinotadza kupinda.
Aiwa rambai muchiedza kufona, nhare dzinombonetsa asi chirongwa ndechenyu, saka tine kudaro zvinoita tofara mukafona kudai.
Ndinokutendai, rambai makashinga kutaura kwavakamboita makore akapera.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndatenda hangu.
That's our first caller there, Mr. Makoni in Chegutu. What essentially he is saying is that Mr. Mugabe will never step down. So people should not waste their time saying who is going to take over, what. No, that is not going to happen. He says God calls him or something of that nature. That's how he's going to step down from State House to the Heroes Acre. That's his view. So he's saying that is also what is causing friction in his ruling ZANU-PF party, this uneasiness. But he said even his wife said that Mr. Mugabe can even rule from the grave. And he says all that is not good. It creates this atmosphere That is not very good. The vibes are not very good.
Let's go to Honorable Chuma. I'm told that he's back on the line. Honorable Chuma, you heard the last caller. You were saying that, you know, people can say anything, but the president is not going anywhere. So the assumption here is the president is a live president. And, you know, let me put a question on top of that. So at the end of the day, does it mean that people in ZANU-PF are really happy with what is happening in Zimbabwe? For example, people just, you know, sleep outside banks and so forth looking for money. So can you go for that?
Right. The first thing that we need to be clear is that the president is not going to fight crisis. Why I say so is because if you remember very well, we have a new constitution in place which is a limit to terms of the president, and it is going to be effective to his term as well as he goes in now. So the president being a lifetime president then falls away. And
Honorable Chuma, before you proceed, the ZANU-PF Youth League has clearly stated that they want the constitution to be changed so that Mr. Mugabe becomes the life president. That's quoting Mr. Kudzai Chipanga and others.
No, I think some of those things are said in moments of a situation like if it's a rally and stuff like that, maybe somebody then gets overexcited and starts saying such things. But Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF as a party, we are a very conformed and law-abiding party and people. Therefore, what the constitution says is what we're going to speak with. We cannot go about and start changing the constitution to allow somebody to be like president. That is not true, and that will not happen. You can get that from a person like me. You know it very well that when you love something, you end up exaggerating things about that person. Like, for example, when you say you are going to cross the ocean for someone that you love, would you really cross the Indian Ocean from America coming to Africa for that person? And the answer is clearly no. But you would say that it's figurative because you are trying to show the kind of love that you have for that special person of yours. So, yes, the youth might look up to the president, and rightfully so, because he is definitely an icon. He is definitely a president. Any normal thing human being would definitely look up to the president. But then they will then say such things out of love. But the reality and truth of the matter is that when push comes to shove, definitely the constitution is going to be followed to the letter, and the president is going to have his term limits, and definitely there is going to be somebody within ZANU-PF who is going to carry over and take over, because we are a revolutionary party which can also transform. So we are going to transform. The younger track is coming into play now. We are going to have our day in the office as well very soon, and we shall take on. So that follows. Falls away. It's just talk and talk to express how much you actually appreciate and love somebody.
Now, before we take our next caller, Mr. Mavinga, you heard what Honorable Chuma has said, that Mr. Mugabe will definitely step down after his term. But this is Africa. We have seen it in Namibia, in Rwanda, you know, so many countries, presidents are seeking to extend their terms. Burundi, there are problems there. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, you have Kabila not willing to step down. Some changed the constitution to allow them to continue in power. You remember that story that one African leader was asked, where do you want to be buried when you die? And he said, Jerusalem. And people said, why not your own country? And he said, so that I'll resurrect after 3 days and go back to State House. Is Mr. Mugabe any different, Mr. Mavinga?
Well, not quite. But I think the problem in Zimbabwe is not just about Mugabe. What you need to be aware of, Blessing, is that, yes, there is a confluence of interests. Mr. Mugabe wants to continue to be in State House, and we are all aware officially that when he is 94 years old next year, he is the ZANU-PF presidential candidate for another term in office. But beyond that, we need also to know that, you know, the different small groups and factions within ZANU-PF agree on one thing, that they do not have, you know, the power to control the security forces and other structures of vote rigging, of elections rigging and other things. So they want to use Mugabe and his name because it is only through use of his name that they can remain united and in power. So this is, so it's not just about Mugabe wanting to remain, but also these different factions do not want Mugabe to step aside because they know that they lack the charisma and the capacity themselves to appeal to the populace in Zimbabwe. And therefore, they fear that without Mugabe, they will be out of power as a party.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's health and also the state of his party. And for starters, President Robert Mugabe is the only leader that most Zimbabweans have known. He actually became the first prime minister in 1980 after Zimbabwe got its independence from Rhodesia under another strongman, Ian Douglas Smith. And we have another caller, Ariku Gweru. Makadi.
Njani?
Nyapila, kunjani?
Ayi nyapila, futhi ngikhulume iqiniso ukuthi aba lapha eZimbabwe lapha esikhona ngithi. Uhlupho olukhona ukuthi bona bayafihla.
So what he had said that the problem that is there is that there's a lot of untruthfulness on the sickness of the president. So I think maybe that's what is troubling a lot of people. They don't know what the president is suffering from.
But of course, his backers will say, you know, that's between him and his doctor. That's his right, you know. If there's anything that is troubling him, he will announce it later. There's no need
and some
for
people, like
people to
Mavinga,
will
argue that indeed. Mr. Mugabe is not a private citizen.
Exactly.
Is that the case, Mr. Mavinga? Hello, Mr. Mavinga, can you hear me? It seems as if our lines are just collapsing. So
a bit problematic.
I think we've got some problem.
Do we still have Mr.
Honorable Chuma? Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, so Honorable Chuma, there are some people who are saying they are very worried about the president's illness. So why not disclose it? The president is not a private citizen. He's a public citizen. Why not disclose what is...
But I shudder to think how people want to perceive or read a news and listen to news if it's on radio or TV or for some papers and the electronic gadget, how they read it. It has always been said that the president has gone out to have his eye checked. So that's the illness. What other illness are people trying to wish on the president? Do you want him to suddenly say that maybe he's got cancer or maybe he's got AIDS or something? He goes there because of his eye problem. And it has been said several times. I have read George Sharama, the presidential spokesperson, clearly stating that the president has gone out for his usual eye check. And that is what he said.
Can I get somebody? Just hold on one second. One second, Honorable Chuma. Is Gumla Lapetumani? If Kumag California case in Alaka to Kurum. Ye Kurapo, who's an Eva?
I never began.
Ye Kubera civil phoning Alakumag. Ye Kubera Kona.
All right. Lapha bayafihla ukuthi umongameli uyakhona. Abafuni ukuthi sibe kwazi. Abafuni ukuthi sibe kwazi ngoba bazi ukuthi singazi ukuthi iqiniswa ngithi. Kungaba nomvukela and sebehlanyelile indawo yonke ama-CIO ukuthi abelalele thepha yonke information. Ngiyangathi sokuthi kulokhetho lapho lukhona lapha kosendula la.
Yes, on the phone in Suchet, the Angani, we are about to call us Kalisa Korovan. We are an unfold chego.
Yeah,
we are a civil ramp ramp.
Hello?
Yes, I'm going to go to Kubeka.
Okay,
I'm going to go to the house.
Yes,
we are so mana kona. So this is we look to we are to buy fish. So we know what's to buy fish.
So we are going to buy fish.
I was a cool room. So this gentleman doesn't want to be known, but he has actually expressed what he feels he has to tell people. You know, he was saying that they hide a lot. They don't, you know, government officials. They don't tell people anything about the president.
Mm-hmm.
If he's sick, that's it, he's sick, then he should take it.
Mm-hmm.
He says the reason why they do that is because they know that the government officials and ZANU-PF officials too,
mm-hmm.
they know that the president protects them.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that... most of them are thieves.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they steal, mm-hmm. it just protects them. So this mm-hmm. is an allegation, and a very serious allegation,
mm-hmm.
Meaning that maybe some of the pointers are going to Honorable Chuma, so maybe he can react to that. Honorable Chuma? Baba Chuma? Hello, Baba Chuma?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes. So there's a caller here who's saying that the president is always protecting you, not you in particular, but ZANU-PF officials, government officials who are fond of, you know, stealing state funds and all those kind of things. So can you respond to that?
But at times it's very surprising why people come out and attack the president in that manner, because he has come out openly to denounce corruption, and he has even said it publicly to say that, please, let's bring up all the evidence against these corrupt people, because you must remember that when somebody is committing these acts of corruption,
mm-hmm.
they are also going to be a bit clever about it, and they are going to conceal their activities and hide their tracks so that in most cases they become untraceable. That is how white collar crime thrives, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So really there's nobody who's going to go out there and be corruptly stupid to say they are going to leave all the evidence lying around for anybody to come in and detect and see that, okay, this one has done that, so we can prosecute. So that is why the president came out publicly to say, let's bring this, this evidence, because in most cases when these acts of corruption happen, there'll be more than two people that will be involved in those kind of deals. So why are these other people that have seen those things happening keeping quiet, and hence denying us the opportunity to then nail the corrupt individuals and let them pay for their sins? Because like we have always said, corruption is treasonous. It's the biggest bleeder of any economy and a nation. situation in the country. So it's something that we cannot want to condone. But then it's always about evidence. The law is an ice, as we all know. It deals with the straight evidence. Without that, somebody can walk scot-free because they will not have what? Been found or guilty of that kind of offense. So I think that's how it should be. So for anybody to say that the president protects us, I think it's a bit cumbersome. It's a bit out of order. The question is, the president's illness is known. It has been stated it is eye problem, and that's what he goes out there for. If ever there's any other sickness or illness that attacks him, you surely be told, because like you're saying, yes, he's a public figure, then definitely there must not be anything private about any of the illnesses that are attacking at any given time. Just like what Chagrai did when he was attacked by cancer, he came out and said that, look, Zimbabwe, I've got cancer and I'm going to fight it and pray for me. And we all prayed for him, because at the end of the day, being an MDC or ZANU-PF doesn't then mean that you cease being a person. You cease being Ubuntu, Unu. So yes, for me, when it came out open, we all knelt down in our separate places and prayed for the restoration of his health. And if the president had to face the same circumstances, he usually come out and say that, look, guys, now I've got this, can you pray for me? And that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And you touched the issue of the president's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember, I think it was Mr. Chalamba, mm-hmm. George, who said at times in meetings the president will be shutting his eyes, mm-hmm. not asleep, because he will be waiting some light, you mm-hmm. know.
But Mr. Mm-hmm. Mavinga, are you still on the line?
Yeah, thanks.
Mr. Mavinga, Mr. Mugabe is 93, and some people are, of course, at that age, there are certain illnesses that come where humans. Do you buy this claim that it's only his eye that is bothering him at that age?
Blessing, I think to be fair and open and frank about this thing, there are a lot of things that we are not being told. In fact, I could outrightly say that there are people who are lying about this condition. Because look, if you go into any medical setup, you are in Washington, D.C., so Singapore, a medical checkup should not last more than a day if it is just a routine medical checkup or an eye check. Why would the president would be there from Sunday until a full week just for a checkup? There is something that we are not being told. But this is consistent with, you know, what now happens at the age of 93. This is advanced age. A lot of things should happen. We should accept it, just like my learned colleague Chuma is saying, that yes, it's reality. When age catches up with you, we must accept that. We must not hide it. Chagrai was open about his conditions, and he was open about, so Mugabe must also be open about his condition. But the fear is that this would loosen his grip on power, because once he declares openly that he is unwell and he is battling, and it's not just a medical checkup, but it could be something worse, then it means that the factions within his party would be at each other's throat. So he is surviving on the basis of carefully managed lies about what is happening. This is my fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. Rigatende kune mwe mutereri vamakuni. Makadi vamakuni. Vamakuni. Muripo here vamakuni?
Hale.
Makadi.
Ndiripo. Ndiri right makadi zvenyu.
Tiri nani tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, chekutanga ndechekuti tine section ye society inofungidzira kuti president ndewe ZANU-PF chete.
Mm-hmm.
The president ndewe Zimbabwe, is a Zimbabwean president.
Mm-hmm.
So every Zimbabwean must be concerned the health ya national president.
Mm-hmm.
Now dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vanomutora sewavo, sewe party yavo chete. Mm-hmm. Yet everyone in this country is under the leadership of Robert Mugabe, the president we use. Saka tese tinofanira kunge tichiziva kuti utano hwemutungamiri ari kutitungamira hwakamira sei. Inini ndakanoitwa operation yeziso cataract remover pabhindura panapa. Got specialist vana Dr. Mashoko. Vari kuoparita maziso zvakangofanana, ziso rangu rakangofanana nera Robert Mugabe. Harizosiyani kuti iri ndera president, iri ndera makuru. No, but maziso edu akangofanana. It was easy kuti vangoenda ivo president pabhindura vanooparitwa ziso kana unoita check up kana pakaguvi paparenyapa. Zvitori cheaper. With a country in internal bleeding like this, chidaro hazvimbonyatsofamba. Chechipiri chacho ndechekuti, I think vamwe mumusangano wavo weZANU PF, they wish the president had not disclosed his birthday. Bapekutanga vamutoti akaitira iko kuti ataurire vanhu kuti ndaane ndakazvarwa musi wakati, when people are calculating kuti kubva gore rakati kusvika rine patone 93. Izvozvo hataifanira kunge tichizviudzwa izvozvo. Hatimboti iwa vanhu vese vari muZANU PF havaida kuti izvozvo tizvizive, but it's unfortunate. Tinotoziva kuti munhu akaa gore iroro kusvika gore rine raane 93. It's very, very absurd and abnormal for any normal person kuti vati ndiye candidate wedu wa 2018 at the age of 93. Kuchurch, bishop chaiye wechurch ainge akatoritaya kudhara. A church pastor who is retired under normal circumstances. But there's something very, very unusual about this, because kuti tisvike pakadai so nyika kuita panga yakarasirirwa kana kuti yakasungirirwa, it's just unfortunate.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni.
That is
Gibbs here there from Mr. Makuni. He says unfortunately there are some who believe that the president is only for ZANU-PF supporters, but the president is for the whole country, and therefore everyone must be concerned. And he's saying that there are some who in ZANU-PF believe that Mr. Mugabe should remain forever young, and that some of them are actually regretting why it's a public secret that he is 93 years old. They would wish that his age was never disclosed.
I think the only age that is always a secret.
They say even in church, right? You remember Pope Benedict the 16th retired. They say that, you know, even in church, bishops sometimes retire if they reach this advanced age.
Now, I think we are joined by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University in London. Dr. Sibanda, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much. I think you have been listening to what people are saying. Just chip in there and let's hear your view, especially that the president, of course, is in Singapore, but is a presidential candidate for the ZANU-PF party in 2018. So just come in there.
I think that listening to some of your speakers, it is important that they are, in my view, looking at the real issues here. And one of the real issues is that President Mugabe and ZANU-PF is clearly not being truthful about why he is in Singapore right now. And there is one clear indication out of that. What is very clear, that because of the lies and the fact that he's remained in that country, reportedly seeking just a check-up, that clearly indicates to anybody willing to see that the president has a serious condition. We can safely say the president is terribly ill, because if he wasn't ill, he would be telling us what he's doing in Singapore for so long, and that the condition has nothing to do with his eyes, because if it was his eyes, we would know for a fact, we would see pictures of that. I think they'd want to prove that. It has nothing to do with a routine condition, because clearly the fact that they've told us about his eyes means that they can tell us about these mundane things, that one thinks you can survive over a day or by a simple treatment. It seems to me as though the president is not in a good state, and they think that whatever he is suffering from is something that he may not recover from, which is why they are lying and keeping the hope alive
that fingers crossed he may be okay.
Yes,
but
yes,
I think
Zanu PF,
yes.
Yes, but the Zanu PF, Zanu PF, Zanu PF, Zanu PF, Zanu PF, so ke asazi ukuthi ingcwele yabe seqinile phela. Kuthiwa ke ngeSaturday ngesonto uyabe semtare lapho yabe khangela khona yohambelana lebandla lezanu. So awubona ukuthi ingxenye abantu siyapompela nje kodwa sikwazi ukuthi ingcwele uyabe eqinezala.
Hayi phela udubeyi ukuthi ngabe kuwukuthi umkhuhlana lawo lanxa esihlule eselelisa ukuphendula kusasa. Ngomgqibelo esengena emkhankasweni kuyatshengisa ukuthi kukhona isifa lasi upresident abangafuni isifezazi. Ngakho zinlutshwane izifo ezingathiwa no umuntu kafanelanga azikhulume ngoba ziyabe zitshengisa ukuthi umuntu kaphilanga kusukuthenelisa ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe vele njengophresident alelokhu ekhokhela. Bonani khonokho kuqakathekile ukuthi vele sikufake egcekeni singadlali ngakho sazi ukuthi hayi upresident sikhona isifa laso asehlale esigijimele eSingapore. Njalo kwenza sikwazi ukuthi isifo esingalulanga yikho lokuthi nxa ehambile eSingapore ngakhuluma uhlale ethenga amehlo nsuku zonke. Njalo siyazi ukuthi amehlo kawuthatha iviki yonke ukuthi akhangelwe ngamadokotela umuntu aphenduke abuyele emsebenzini kumba aphenduke azogula esendlini. Bonani khonokho kufanele sikufake kube segcekeni. Njalo labakhethayo abakhethi beleZimbabwe babe lolwazi lokuthi nxa besiya kukhetha omnyakeni ozayo ngo-2018 bazabe khangelane lokuthi omunye walabo abakhankasayo angabe elomkhuhlane othize ofihliweyo okwenza ukuthi mhlawumbe angehluleki ukusebenza aqeda umsebenzi wakhe ngoba abe umsebenzi phela ku-5 years umnyaka ngu-5 xa kuwukuthi uPresident Mugabe uyazikhethiwa. Ngibona khonokho kufanele kube segcekeni kakhulu ebuntwini beZimbabwe njalo akuseyinto engabe lokhu ngumbuzo sokuliqiniso lelo.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Dr. Spanda. Siloba kundlovu-ke ecingweni lapha-ke sizwa ukuthi uBabandlovu uthini. Babandlovu kunjani?
Kuyaphila babanjani?
Nasiphila kakhulu. Kunjani eGoli khonapha?
Hayi eGoli kuright, kumnandi.
Ye, umongameli ungathini ngaye?
Into engiyibonayo Mr. Dube.
Yebo.
Ukuthi umongameli uright yagula ngithi. Akahambi elasha la alashwa khona. Kodwa into engiyibonayo ukuthi ukuze elatshelwa amehlo uma kuyukuthi ngamehlo kungenxa yokuthi akasathemba abantu bakhe eZimbabwe. That's why esiyalatshwa ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi abantu onabo akasabathembi ngoba ama-president amaningi vele alatshwa ezibhedlela ze-military or kuma-private hospitals. So yena ngenxa yokuthi akabathembi abantu bakhe, that's why ekhetha ukuthi ngcono elatshwa ngaphandle. And ukungabathembi kwakhe abantu bakhe ngendlela engibona ngakhona abantu baseZimbabwe yele kwacreatwa yiwo ama-politicians bahluleke ukuthi le ndaba bayilungise. That's how president wethu esenza kanje. And lokho yikho okunomthelela wamasosha ukuthi agcine engena kupolitika yaseZimbabwe because kuzo zonke iy'nxushunxushu ezikhona bona bakhona bayi-forefront babahamba phambili. So ayikho into abangayivuma. I-comment yabo nje ezoba khona ikuthi bafuna ukuthi i-president ihlale lapha ngoba umuntu uyabheka vele mina ngombono wami iZimbabwe siphethwe ngamasosha hhayi upresident Mugabe.
Hawu boni-ke Ndlovini uyijaye sibile esikhonkosini. Sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu.
All right,
so I'm Gabo. Yes, so that is Mr. Ndlovu in South Africa. You are saying that, you know, the president is going out because he doesn't trust anybody now. So he says, you know, normally when a president is ill, he goes to a military or private hospital to get some kind of attention. But why in Singapore? He says, if it's just simply an eye having a problem, you should go to a military hospital. And that's it. And then he said, the president is doing what he's doing today because politicians actually cultivated this kind of environment for him to do such things. And he says, you know, at the end of the day, that's why the military is actually getting involved in politics in Zimbabwe, which is, according to him, very dangerous.
Mr. Mavinga, is he on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, of course, many people are saying the president must have at least appointed someone as a possible successor, but he is on record as saying that, you know, it's not his mandate to choose a successor, but it's up to the people. What's wrong with that?
Well, what you are saying is that we want to look at
an open democracy country where, in as much as it is his choice, it must not be based on deception or untruth or on an unclear picture of his state of health, physically and mentally. So what we are saying is that, yes, if it is up to the people in ZANU-PF and in the country to vote for him, then he owes it, he has a duty to be open, to declare clearly what is wrong with him. Why is he spending a week in Singapore? Can it be honestly a routine medical eye check? There are questions there. And we are saying that, look, like anyone who is employed anywhere, if you are down with flu or whatever, you take a day off, you take time off, there is medical leave, there are all those things. You must do likewise so that we know. People must be able to vote with the full knowledge that this person has got this kind of ailment, or they must declare in terms of a clean bill of health, as is done in other democracies across the world. So we are not saying, we are saying that really we need Mugabe to be open about his medical condition and state of health so that the country knows, because of the dangers that I have highlighted, particularly around, you know, the unusual, the unconstitutional involvement of the security forces in civilian affairs in Zimbabwe, which should not be happening, but which President Mugabe himself has cultivated over the years as part of his, one of the key pillars of his power, the security forces being involved every now and then in civilian and electoral affairs in Zimbabwe. And that needs to be addressed because it is part of the block, the blockage to open democracy in Zimbabwe. Without delinking and removing the security forces from civilian affairs, we will not be able to have an even electoral field where people can openly contest. And this is what we have been telling the opposition, that you need to focus on this aspect of the security forces, which for now they are fighting within ZANU-PF, but when it comes to elections, they might rally together and ensure that ZANU-PF is retained by hook or by crook.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibson.
Yes, Honorable Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
So, Honorable Chuma, the question of succession, I think Blessing actually touched it there. So, what is really happening in ZANU-PF? It's not that you cannot just pick a person and say, this is the guy that you have to go with whenever I just leave office. So, what is going on? Do you talk about it, or you are really scared that you can't talk about it?
I think ZANU-PF is a well-organized party, and a party that also adheres to the laws of the country and its own laws as well. Mm-hmm. We have a constitution as a party, and the constitution is very, very, very clear about how somebody assumes power or becomes the leader of the party. And not in any clause is there a provision for the president to appoint a successor. It's not there. Mm. So the president cannot appoint a successor. Anybody who's going to take over the president after he retires or he's gone in another form, it is going to be done constitutionally and by the dictates of the constitution of ZANU-PF. So the question of him appointing is definitely out. It's a matter of saying we are going to follow what the constitution of ZANU-PF says. And it is clear that the next leader will be chosen by the people, the members of the party ZANU-PF. What I'm worried about is that I am detecting a Uroi. Do you know that if people are not careful, we'll end up being witches and evil people all over simple things like this. And we might miss even our chances of going to heaven. Because now people want to prescribe in the manufacture or create an illness for the president. And like I said, his spokesperson told us what the president is going there for. Whether it's a checkup or, you know, obviously when you go for a checkup, at times you just go there to say, I'm going for a checkup, and you can end up being admitted. The doctor will tell you, when we're checking you, we discovered your baby's eye, you need a bed rest, or we're admitting you for whatever it is. So maybe if the person went there for a checkup and they discovered, no, maybe there's an infection with your eyes since you've been traveling around Zimbabwe. Let's pretend you're beaten and try and figure and show that thing out. What is wrong with that? Why are we not waiting for him coming tomorrow?
What about
And we all know what state of health he is at, instead of people wanting to manufacture an illness for the president. It's not fair.
But you don't talk about it or not, yes or no? Just only that.
Which one? Succession?
Yes.
How do you talk about something that the Constitution is in a simple direction on how it's supposed to okay?
That
the Constitution says that whoever takes over the president shall be elected by the Congress of ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Thank you. Regatende kunava mutape variku.
Sorry, gentlemen. Inini mukoma ndikudzeka handizvifarirezvo zvekuti every time ndikana ndichitaura muna mundikata maaneume mupereri stuff like that, but kana kuri mukoma wangu Dheva anotaura kusvikira anatsopedza, just because inini my views are probably opposed to your views must not be a license for you kuti mundikata.
That's not the case,
and you always do that. Don't do that.
That's not the case. We are just racing against time here. So sorry if you are thinking that way.
The other gentleman talks until I pay that. Even every time, Mona would cut away.
No, sorry if you are thinking that way, but that's not our intention.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mama Mutape, Tipe Mungwaze, you buy the bridge.
Ah,
Iwa, Tiripo Itai, Gaga, Angwa, you do anything your farm? Tinotenda zvikuru Mutape. Ndima vaita muteereri wedu wekugumisira. According to Mr. Mutape, he believes that ZANU-PF is actually abusing President Robert Mugabe, who could actually live longer because if he was retired, it was going to be better for him not to concern himself with the stresses of running the country. I think
maybe 14 seconds for
we'll be running late, unfortunately. Maybe let's just end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, ZANU-PF MP and Central Committee member Honorable Joseph Chuma, and also from Huddersfield University, political analyst Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we don't want to forget our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And don't forget to follow us on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. This is Chief Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.